Good morning. Welcome to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. And how about those Blues?
Let's go Blues.
Wow.
Stanley Cup bound.
We are joined with Dustin Flossick from Golden Oak Lending. And was that not a game?
It was an awesome game. That was,
oh, my God.
They've just been playing so well. And they just wear these teams down. And to see the way that they – the last two games especially, they just really beat down the Sharks. And it was so much fun to watch. My wife's into it. My kids are into it.
You can't help but get into it.
Especially when you're going to the Stanley Cup. I mean, this is insane.
And they've played some outstanding teams, too. Like these were slouches. You know,
not
these
at all.
Top-notch teams that we've beat. So, congratulations. It's been a long time coming, and I know that we're all excited about it.
Yeah, I got good feelings about this.
Congratulations to the St. Louis Blues, and I can't believe I guess they're off to Boston this weekend. It's going to be a fun Monday. I can't even believe it still. We were like, God, we've waited our whole lifetime for this, right?
No.
I wasn't even born the last time
they
went to the Stanley Cup in 70. So I came along the next year. But so exciting, and I really think they can take it all the way. Boston's going to be tough, but how exciting to watch two of our favorite teams. You know, we've always loved Boston, so to watch, but of course we want the Blues to win.
Absolutely.
But to watch Boston and the Blues play in the Stanley Cup, incredible.
I know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great to watch.
So it was so funny, though. We've had so many clients are like, gosh, I need to be out looking for a house, but I got to watch the Blues game. So I'm like, at least we get a few days off this week until we start again on Monday. But it just hit me, and I was like, I can't believe we're going to be playing hockey in June.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's going to create a little havoc with the ice, but I'm sure the maintenance people at
they got it figured out, hopefully.
Enterprise Center will take care of it. But yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's incredible. So I know that the market has been a very different market this year.
It has been.
It feels like it's not as busy as it has been in years past. It's steady, just not like that influx of buyers like we've seen in the past. And, you know, we keep saying, what is it? Is it the inventory or lack thereof? Or is it just buyers not ready to pull the trigger?
Yeah, I've actually read something about that this week. NAR had come out and they had said that the sales were down only 0.4% from March to April of this year, but over the course of the last year was down 4.4%. And they said it's, like we just said, it's not for the buyers. There seems to be buyers out there, but they've been waiting for so long to find inventory to buy the houses in their price range, and that's the big key.
It is.
So we've got buyers, but they're the same buyers that have been sitting around for a long time. We have inventory, but maybe not the right inventory for the buyers that are out there. And they do believe, though, that people are starting to get the message. They're wanting to start moving. And I did read some positive notes on that. They think with the reduction in rates recently and how things have been going in the mortgage market, that is going to hopefully help out the increase in sales and get it back to a normal pace.
Absolutely. You know, and I've read some numbers, too, that inventory is down as much as 25%. Year over year. So inventory is down, and it was already down last year. So to be 25%, that's pretty significant. You know, you wonder how much, you know, has to do with, you know, the trade disagreements and things like that with China. But I mean, you know, our jobs numbers seems to be strong. The stock market fluctuates a little bit with the, trade war situation going on and tariffs and stuff like that with China and things like that. But overall, I think our economy is in pretty good shape.
I do, and I think that's why it'll correct. And, you know, it seems like the stock market has always reacted quickly to news, but then it evens itself back out and goes back up. So all this tariff news, I'd seen that the stock market dipped, but then you see it go back up, and then it dips a little bit more. And I think that that's, like you said, I think it's just going to end up being, we have a strong economy, and it's going to end up being good in the end.
Yeah,
I think a lot of it, too, is so much new construction.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're seeing a ton of new construction. But I think we're also seeing that start to balance out. You know, we've had a lot of appointments actually recently where people are saying, I'm pricing new construction, but I'm on the fence because I really don't want to have to move twice. And I want to know, like, what I can get for an owner-occupied now. I think that a lot of people were just going to new construction because there wasn't as much inventory. But now they're starting to see the inventory come back. We're seeing days on market starting to increase a little bit more, which is giving sellers and, you know, people thinking about putting their home on the market a little bit more opportunity to pull the trigger and go right on that property. But I guess the best advice we could give is just be prepared. You need to get pre-approved. You need to sit down with a great loan officer like Dustin at Golden Oak. You know, Golden Oak does a terrific job in our area. And they've been in the business for years. James and Sean are very involved. And Dustin, you have a lot of experience in the mortgage industry.
I've been doing it a long time, 16 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. And you need someone who is experienced when you're dealing with your largest investment. You know, we talk about that so often and why you should use someone local and not someone online. You know, people think, oh, technology now, like I'll just go online. And, you know, our rule of thumb is if we can't touch you or see you, like we don't want to work with you, because if there's a problem, like I need to be able to get to you. And, you know, there's a big difference having somebody show up at your office compared to a phone call online where they can just hang up on you.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I've never had to do that because I have had to do that with the phone calls with the online companies, but not local. So that's why I like local, because you know they've got your back, they're going to get the job done, and you know it's a relationship.
Well, we had a client yesterday, the exact same thing. They went online, they got their what they thought was their mortgage. They are calling us frantic because they're 2 weeks into the process and it's not moving and they're 2 weeks away from closing. So you heard us.
Wow.
They heard us on the radio. They gave us a call and we actually found a program that was better for them, actually saved them $40 more per month, which is a lot of money when you're talking over the course of 30 years.
Right.
And I mean, we will get it done in 2 weeks. We get them done all the time. So it's one of those things that this is not. You don't want that to happen to you midway through the process. We'll able to get it done, but not every time do you have a situation that we can get it done in 2 weeks or a week and a half. So it is just better. If you can put your hands on them, usually that's, like you said, that's the best way to go. That's usually the route you need to take, and someone local is always better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had to make them feel a whole lot better knowing somebody was behind the scenes taking care of them and moving the process along instead of putting it out there and just hoping that somebody's working on it.
Yeah, it's nice for them to know that, and they knew that we could close quickly. Right. They're coming in today, and we're going to get it all taken care of. But that's just one of those things. It's you have to have, when you have someone local that's able to get working towards it, that's usually what you want to want.
Yeah, and in this case, you know, maybe it's convenient for somebody to come in and to your office and see you. In some cases, it's not so convenient for somebody to drive to the office, you know, and maybe they're, you know, very busy schedule and they're at home, you know, late at night. Maybe they're up after the kids go to bed. They got some time. They can get on to the zip line, you know, mortgage and get their process going that way as well.
Yeah. We have that happen a lot. In fact, last week I had someone call in for a normal refinance. She's like, I don't have the time to sit on the phone. What can I do? And sent her an email with my link, and sure enough, you know, there she goes. Where she had her time at night, late at night.
Right.
That's when she fills it out, and it's very quick and seamless, and documents uploaded, and before you know it, you've got your application started, and you've only spent 10-15 minutes on the computer, and you're already moving forward.
And everything is very secure.
It is very secure. It's a secure website. In fact, a lot of people that want to give me documents that don't feel like bringing them in, we set that a secure link through that website up just because it's secure.
Right.
So with the market changing and, you know, everything going pretty smoothly, have you seen any changes in regulations or any tightening of those?
Not so much tightening. In fact, there was a meeting. There was kind of a conglomeration of mortgage bankers and mortgage brokers along with people who run FHA, VA, and USDA. It is very difficult to get some of those loans done on the back end. And what some of those guidelines are gray, as you both know. I mean, they can really – they'll ask for one thing, but it's not – it's not wide open for everyone. So there actually was a conference, and they were speaking about the difficulties on our end and what we need to do and what we need to get from the clients versus what you're asking for in the gray areas, and how can we make that streamlined for the clients to make it more simple. And it actually went very well, and there's no legislation as of yet on what they're going to do with that, but it was the first step. They've never done something like this or haven't recently done something like this that could maybe open up the guidelines or at least make them clearer to make it easier for our clients to
close.
Yeah,
so your sense is that it's going to be a plus, not a negative.
It'll be at very minimum a small plus for efficiency for the clients, you know, at very minimum. So I think it should be good overall.
Sure.
And there's so many great loans. I think too many people think, oh, I'm going to need a lot of money to buy a house. The market has, in my opinion, loosened up a little. We're seeing people that are able to purchase homes with a lower credit score now.
Yes.
There were many times where people needed to have 680 and above, and there was no room for negotiation on that. That has changed now. How low on average, you know, can you go at Golden Oak Lending?
580 is generally the minimum. But a lot of times, in fact, I have someone, again, that we're working with, and we always are working with people on their credit. They came to me at a 550, and we got them up to a 595, and they should, you know, they'll be closing in a couple of weeks. So even if you're not quite there, a lot of times, if you've got the ability to do some of the things that can fix your credit, it doesn't take that long. We can help you build it. And it did take a couple of months to get it all where it was needed to be, but now it's right. It looks right. And now adding a mortgage onto there and a good mortgage history, in 6 months or a year, they might be a 640 or a 660 or something like that. So it just helps the credit throughout as they go along as well.
A lot of times when people have credit that are, you know, is less than mortgage ready, they can, you know, when they get that fixed, you know, and get their credit right again, they usually don't go back, you know, anytime soon to, you know, to damage their credit. They're a lot more aware of what's going on, stay on top of things a lot more because, as we all know, your credit score will go down a whole lot faster than it'll go up. So it takes a lot more time to go up than it does down.
It does. And most people remember fixing their credit.
Right.
It's not that it's super difficult, but it's time-consuming.
You
and
remember
there is
it.
Money involved a lot of times with having to pay things off. And so, yeah, you don't want to do that again and again if you can help it. So
absolutely.
Usually you just try to – once you get it done, usually you just keep building from there. And getting a mortgage, that's another thing. You can – if you've been struggling at a mid-600 and you just can't get past it, a mortgage really can help that out. And sometimes that is what some clients do when they are buying. That's a benefit they didn't even know about. You know, now my credit score is a 700 and I've done nothing different other than I own my home now instead of rent.
And I think it's important to tell people too and, you know, remind people that you have to be mortgage ready. Your credit does not have to be perfect. You don't have to have 830, whatever credit score to be mortgage ready. You just have to be mortgage ready. Just improve your credit score.
Correct. Yeah.
And I can't stress enough the fact of why you need to call Dustin now and not when you're ready to buy, because things pop up on your credit that you're not even aware of. Rick and I have had it happen to us several times.
Yeah.
Very aggravating. But the good news is when you're working with someone like Dustin who knows what they're doing, who does this every day, he can advise you of what to do to get it off quickly, especially on medical claims. You know, Rick and I have found we're able, within a week sometimes, we're able to take care of it and get it deleted from our credit. And when you're working with the lender, they can even get your credit rescored right away, usually, for a minimal fee. And like you said, I've seen scores come up 50 to 100 points in less than a month with simple things. So working with an experienced loan officer, you know, they'll guide you and advise you at that, usually at no cost compared to having to go to a company and pay a lot of money to get help with that. Your loan officer that's experienced can help you at no charge. How can they reach you, Dustin?
You can always reach me at 314-805-8539, and email is dflossig@goldenoaklending.com.
You won't be disappointed. Dustin does a terrific job, and Golden Oak has been in St. Louis for many years, very experienced, great client care and customer service, and they take great care of their employees. They've been there a long time, so that says a lot about James and Sean at Golden Oak Lending. And if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I hope you'll visit TracyEllis.com. You can always call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at Tracy@TracyEllis.com, or you can reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at Rick@TracyEllis.com.
We'll be back in a moment.
Let's go Blues.
Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We are joined with Sandy Miller from Fox 2 News. What a game.
Oh, my gosh. This week was so exciting. I ended up having to work late on Tuesday night when the Blues went ahead and took the conference finals and won. And I tell you what, it's one of the few times when they're like, hey, Sandy, can you stay late to work? And I was like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. The newsroom was super excited. And, you know, just the fan base. The fans deserve this so much. So it was exciting to see, you know, all the comments on social media and just to see the excitement in St. Louis.
Right. It was so exciting. And I hope Katie did what she said and brought y'all those shirts and hats back from Dick's
Sporting
Goods.
She did not.
You're in trouble, Katie. I was like, is she just saying that for
you,
TV?
Yeah, she threw. I'm just throwing her under the bus right now.
You're
I did
in trouble.
Not get a T-shirt.
Wow. She's like, send me your size.
Right. I would have paid her back.
They're hard to come by right now. Yeah. I mean, they're selling out as soon as they get them in.
I know. Yeah. I was like, I should text her and be like, can you take that to Sandy for me?
Right.
Oh, gosh.
No, we didn't get anything. I don't have to ask Katie, though. She may have gotten herself
maybe
one.
It's, yeah.
She was a smart
maybe
girl,
anyway. Maybe it's coming.
I think maybe it's going to be there when you get back to work today, Sandy.
We'll, okay, we'll see.
Maybe they're just waiting to give you a Stanley Cup champion.
There you go. That great voice you hear that sounds more like a radio voice than some of us broadcasters.
That's right.
Is Mark Goldstein from Edwards Carpet. So good to have you in, Mark.
Always
and it was
good to
funny
be here.
Because I was texting you and you were just like, yeah, go Blues.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yep.
He's wearing his blue too. Yeah.
He is. I tell you what, though, we are also talking about it and you're saying Boston's going to be tough. So
Boston's got a good team and their first line is incredible. If we can shut down their first line, we have a total chance.
Well, there's just a little something special about this year's team. So
let's hope for that.
Yeah, let's hope for it. But it's a good team.
More excited.
Right? Yeah. They're staying calm, cool, and collected. The message, you know, it just seemed like Berube was like, okay, guys, you know, keep focused. And here's the message, because every one of the players that got interviewed basically said the same thing. You know, talk about that hand pass in game three. Like, you know what? People make mistakes. We've got to move on. And it's like, what? Wait, no. You know, you guys just killed them after that. And like, well, you can call it motivation or you can, you know, we just had a good series. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I think Berube's coaching him on what to say to the media right now. But whatever he's doing, it's working.
Yes, it is.
It definitely is. And I have to tell you, Sandy, thanks to Sandy being on the show and highlighting such great businesses.
Right.
I'm so thankful that you started working on the show with Mark at Edwards Carpet, because they have certainly been awesome for Rick and I and all of our clients. And we're actually working with them now for the home we're selling, our own home, and the one we're buying. And
right.
I couldn't say enough great things about how awesome you've been.
Well, thanks.
I think I probably drove him crazy with, Mark, I don't know if I like that sample. I think I need another color.
Hey.
Well, I tell you what, and Mark, this is the one great thing about you guys, because, you know, I've been working with you guys for years as well, and one of the reasons I did want to highlight you is because I've experienced the great customer service, and that's one of the things I like, is that when you do have questions or you change your mind or whatever it is, you guys, you can get a hold of the folks in your showrooms, and you can talk to the same people, and you have great customer service, whereas some of the places, you know, they're on working different shifts, or they only work so many days a week, and it's like, well, I don't want to wait 3 days to get my answer, and then somebody else tries to go in and they're not familiar with what you're doing as far as your project.
Right.
So, you know, the customer service is amazing.
Well, thanks.
But what can customers do to help that experience? Because I feel like that's Tracy and I laugh, but it's like, I'm the one that's on the phone all the time with people, but it's like there is something that we can do to ask the right questions, or, you know, what can we do to help the process?
And our people are trained to ask those questions of you so they have that information, but absolutely. And today the customer is more informed than ever. You know, people have more of a clue of square footage and that sort of thing. If you come in and you have an idea of the square footage that you have, let them know how many people live in the home, whether or not you have pets, whether or not some of your pets are older and you need something to protect against the pet urine and so forth. But the more information you give us, the better we can inform you as to what we recommend for the areas. So,
And Rick and Tracy, you guys are going through this right now. So you're selling your house, and so you're not going to be living there. And a lot of people think, you know what, now's the time to cheap out because I'm paying for it so that it looks good, but I'm not going to be living there. I don't have to deal with it, but that's not.
I'm going to jump in on this one and tell you that, and in Tracy's case, I mean, you're right. So often people come in and say, we're selling the home, and they, they pick out the least expensive thing they can put in there. And that is usually not a plus. I mean, people will walk into that house and say, geez, you can tell they cheaped out on
the
flooring.
You can see
and
feel the difference.
And Tracy's looking at, you know, 50-plus ounce piece of carpet to put in her house to sell it. Somebody's going to walk in there and say, well, geez, at least they put a beautiful piece of carpet in here. And it makes a big difference. It's worth the few extra dollars to put in a better piece.
I think flooring is so huge because when people walk in and they want to buy a home, if the flooring isn't in good shape, they immediately see dollar signs. So you're trying to get top dollar, but they look at the floor and think, well, I'm going to have to spend money on this, so I don't want to offer top dollar, or I'm going to have to redo this. And so it's just, it puts a little roadblock in that sale for you, right?
Right. It definitely does. And I know it's so amazing to me when you go into a carpet store and you're looking at all the different styles and colors, and you think, oh, that one's probably not going to be that much, or this one's going to be a lot, and it always ends up being totally opposite of what you think. And that's what I love about Mark, is he's also able to give you great advice, and everyone there at his store, because, you know, they know the product and they know what they're selling, and to give you good guidance on color choices. And the great thing is they have a lot of it in stock, and they can get it in very quickly. With selling your house for us, you know, it pains me to put more money into that home, knowing how much we've already put into it that we're not getting back. But at the same time, I know how important flooring is and paint. So although it's killing me, I'm replacing the carpet after we move out. I'm like, do you know what I could do with that amount of money at
it's
the Nets
pride
house?
Pride of ownership, though, yeah. Tracy. Pride of
Not
ownership.
Only that, but you have pets like I do, right? You know, and Yanni's kind of a big boy. And, you know, you also might alienate some clients who have allergies to pets and that sort of thing. So you get rid of all of that. When you've got new flooring in, you don't have to worry about that. It's brand new flooring.
Right. Yeah.
And Tracy, you made such a good point, because that's one of my experiences. You go into those showrooms, and to touch and feel, it makes all the difference in the world. Because, yeah. Mark, you're the expert at this, and you give us this pound or these numbers, and I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. No,
but when I walk in and they tell me, and then I touch and feel how heavy it is, now that all makes sense to me.
And,
right.
And again, you put that money in up front, and when your house sells in a week, it's great. You end up having that house for 2 or 3 or 4 months and have to make the payments on that house. You've already spent more than it costs you to do it. And
people don't like to do carpet.
Not at all. Everything you own gets moved. It's a job.
That's why I haven't done it. And now someone else is going to get to enjoy it.
That's how it
Isn't
is.
That what always happens?
Always.
And real quick, I want to jump to the fact that it is Memorial Weekend.
Oh, that's right. So sales?
We've got a huge deal going on. And you've all heard about the tariffs that are being increased, and we're getting all of those numbers in, and all of the luxury vinyl tile and waterproof floors and so forth are going up hugely. We did make a large purchase to avoid having to pass that on right away, and so through the holiday weekend, I mean, we brought in carpet, we brought in luxury vinyl tile, waterproof floors, floating floors, and we have, just what you were saying, we have them on hand, thousands of feet, and the prices, even if it wasn't on sale, you won't beat these prices, but we've got them marked down even lower, and yeah, this is going to be, for the next 2 weeks, is about all you'll have before people are then paying the increased price because of the tariffs, and things are going to go up considerably. I mean, they gave us a 10% tariff, and Ken, keep in mind, this is at our cost level, and now they're adding another 15%. It's going to 25%.
Wow. And you talked about this a long while back being the case.
Well, they hit us with the 10, and they made it seem like it wasn't going to happen, that the other 15 would happen. Well, now it's happening, and it's reality. So if you have any interest in putting flooring in, and you want it at the best price you can get it, the next week is the time to buy it, absolutely.
Not only the best price, but the best service by far.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. But you could buy it now, and not necessarily install right now, correct?
Yeah. Oh,
so if you're not quite ready, you could buy now, take advantage of the sale and pre-tariffs.
We'll hold your flooring for up to 6 months with no questions asked, absolutely.
Okay.
And people do that. They know they're going to be doing all kinds of construction in their house, they're repainting and so forth. But they'll buy all those materials.
We're doing.
And you did it right. I mean, you had a few weeks. We were able to give you the installation date that you wanted. You'll know that you'll move out. We'll be in. We'll get into the new house and get it all taken care of, because with everything else you got going on, probably the last thing you want to be thinking about is what's going on with your flooring.
You guys all programmed down to the day and the hour, like everybody that's flooding through the doors.
And we'll deliver.
And that's good. And I think there's a lot of people in your shoes, because a lot of people who are wanting to make a move or do these kinds of things, they do it in the summer when, you know, they have a little more time. Or if they're moving, maybe they're moving school districts and they want to do that when the kids are out of school. So now's a good time. But if you want to hold off and get it installed later, then Mark can take care of you there as well. And talk about the locations. You guys are everywhere.
We got five locations. We're in South County in Marshall's Plaza at Lindbergh and 55. We're on Manchester Road at both ends, one in Ellisville and one up near 270 in De Pere. We're in Creve Coeur at Lindbergh and Olive, and we're in St. Charles right in front of the Walmart between 94 and Zumbel.
And you guys are on World Wide Web. What's your website?
EdwardsCarpet.com.
There you go.
It's nice and simple. And make sure that you're actually on our website. We have people that are actually using our name, and they put Edwards Carpet Deals, and people are clicking on it. And that is not our website. And when you get called, you're not being called by Edwards. They're selling those leads to companies. And we're in the process of working on getting that taken care of. But it's definitely hurt us. And
well, and you guys can see, because I think up in the corner of your website, it has what, a million years in business?
Yeah. Quite that much. Again, you just got to make sure you're on our website when you go.
You should always look at the top toolbar and make sure it says Edwards Carpet.
Right. Yep. Very good. So Sale Memorial Weekend, how long is that going to last? Through the entire holiday?
It's going so well, it'll probably go through the following Sunday.
Okay. All right. Very good. And you guys have, I know you always bring in big supplies for these kinds of sales.
And they're going fast. A lot faster than I would have thought.
Yeah, I bet. What color, Tracy, are you going with?
Oh, gosh. I think Rick and I were torn. I wanted the lighter. He wanted a little bit darker. I think it's called Iron Bar.
So kind of a grayish?
Yeah, a little grayish. Yeah.
But just slightly. Still
slightly
neutral.
Gray,
and I
got to
say, I agreed
neutral.
With Rick on this one. I thought the lighter color was
if
just
if I showed
too
Sandy
light.
Mine, she'd probably be like, I agree with Tracy.
I'll break the tie.
Yeah.
Well, show me the colors.
I think the light colors look great, but they do
I'll
show the dirt a lot quicker.
Okay, sounds good. And there's a little design tip real quickly before we go. My sister-in-law lives in the other part of the state, or she would have been calling you, but lives over in Kansas City, and they just had some remodeling done and put in some new carpet. But she ordered a little extra carpet and had the sides trimmed up. And so she's got like runners down her halls and a big kitchen rug that matches all of her carpeting, but it's kind of made into area rugs. And I was like, that is amazing for somebody like me who's very matchy-matchy.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Well, and people will ask, does it hurt my carpet to put a carpet on top of it? And what I always tell them is people may tell you that that's the case, but you put a piece on it, and 3 years down the road, you remove that piece, it looks brand new under
right.
it.
Right.
I vote for the light. Sorry.
See, I told you.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you, Mark. You do a great job. Well, thank you, Sandy, for coming in and highlighting Edwards Carpet today.
And go Blues.
Go Blues.
We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. I hope everybody's having a great weekend.
We are having a great weekend. Why?
We're having a great year because of the Blues.
Let's go Blues.
Yes, let's go Blues. And, you know, Rick, you and I have been doing real estate what feels like forever. But
you know, and we say 20 years, but, you know, even dogs have like in dog years. So in real estate, it's got to be something like 100 years, right?
It feels like it. It feels like a long time.
There's got to be some kind of correlation.
My face
there.
Shows it, I think.
No.
But being a husband and wife in real estate is even a different feeling because you live it, you breathe it, it's in your home.
Right. 24 hours a day.
Our kids are like, is that all you ever talk about? But it consumed you. So there's a real estate agent that I've liked and admired for a long time, Leslie Fireball. And I know, not Fireball, like the alcohol,
right.
Fireball.
We've been through that, right?
But Leslie was with Coldwell Banker Gundaker, and I just love your southern voice, Leslie.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
She has the best voice, right? So I remember I was on a panel at the St. Charles Board of Realtors years ago. I don't even know how long ago that was. I would say probably 6-7 years ago. About, I think, luxury real estate or maybe marketing, and you were there that day. I think that's the first day we actually met in person.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought then, oh, I love her voice. So, you know, you know, I'm from Arkansas, even though I've been in Missouri.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
You've heard that since I've been in Missouri since I was 13, but I still have the y'all, and I love that southern twang. And
right.
So, Leslie, I never forgot that and have followed you on social. So I was so excited when she reached out to me and said, hey, I just have some questions about EXP. And so we started talking. And Leslie's husband, Chet, is with her on her team as well and joining us today. So welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
glad to have you both. And I, you know, we've sat down with Chet, had a long conversation, and it was funny when you were talking, Chet, kind of about your experience, how you and Leslie started working together. It reminded me a lot of Rick and I's experience, except as I told you, you probably were helping Leslie in the background, like Rick helped me for many years, even though he was an agent. You just got your license recently, a couple of years ago, right?
Right. I got it about 3 years ago. I've always thought in our relationship, I'm the brains of the organization.
Hey.
And Leslie's the face.
That was not good to say. I don't know. Leslie has plenty of brains, Chet. You better be careful there.
I know what he meant. It's all right. He gets a pass.
He gets a pass. I get what you're saying. I think sure. You were trying to give her a compliment, say she had the good looks, maybe.
Absolutely. She has the good looks.
Brains and the beauty, right?
Yeah.
Beauty absolutely. And the beast.
I was getting ready to say that.
Hey, no.
This is why I like you, Tracy.
Yeah, that's hey, right. No. We think alike. So, and how long have you been in the business, Leslie?
Oh, what does my license say? 2013.
So 6 years.
Yeah.
So that's all you're admitting to then, huh?
That's all I'm admitting to.
And I know you do a lot of, you don't do a lot of clients. You have a lot of clients is what I'm trying to say in the Tallbridge neighborhood.
Show. Well, yeah,
that didn't,
I live there.
That didn't sound right, Leslie.
Yeah.
I'm saying you have worked with a lot of clients in the Tallbridge neighborhood. That's a popular location.
It is. Everybody wants to be there. You know, whenever we relocated because of Chet's job, we had a hard, hard time finding because the market's very different here than it is in Arkansas and Texas. And
you're
we
not
were
kidding.
Shocked. Oh, my gosh. It was so weird to us. So, but he ended up finding this house, and he kind of videoed me over the cell phone. And at that point, I was like, it's pretty. The neighborhood looks really manicured. And, you know, even not knowing anything about it, I was like, go for it. He has a knack for picking these neighborhoods that just are it. And right. He did that back in Arkansas. It's really weird. So, yeah, he nailed it. And got us in a neighborhood everybody wants to be in. And that neighborhood is super active. It's got so many pluses. You can be as involved as you want to be with your neighbors, or you can be a recluse and nobody's going to bother you. I chose to be involved and just made some amazing friends. And they're just very good to me now, you know. So I just, it's a great area.
It's a great location, very central to everything. And so how are your team set up? I know that Rick and I do things a little differently with having our marketing, the radio magazine. We're excited to have y'all on our team now. So now you'll be able to advertise your homes on in the magazine and
Thank
on the
you.
Show.
That's awesome.
So we're happy for y'all. But so, Chet, you kind of take care of the buyers, and Leslie, you take
yes.
care of the sellers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's really good at going into buyers, and he's an engineer. He was director of engineering, so he's kind of got all that bred into him, you know.
Analytical mind there.
Analytical, yeah. Yes. And he really likes working with buyers that are wondering about the house. They're worried right. about certain things. So they feel really comfortable with him being able to see everything. He puts them at ease. He's very honest with them, and they feel that.
Yeah.
So he's just been an amazing fit to that, whereas I'm more like walk in, I'm like, oh, I don't like those cabinets. And, you know, and he's very detailed and stuff. So I'm just like, ooh, they're pickled, you know. And
Rick's like, this is all sounding like deja vu.
Yeah. And with the listings, I'm extremely particular about how things should look and how things should go. And it's been a great fit because it works.
Right.
My days on market are extremely low. You know, the magazine photos worthy of magazines is kind of what I meant to say. And I just make sure it looks like a show home as much
right.
as possible. So I really appreciate my clients that work with me to do that because it's not easy.
It's not. It's nice when you have a client that listens
yes.
and works with you. And I know you had a listing recently and I was like, why don't you have that one on the market? Like, I'm trying to make it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get it ready because we want it to show its best, which is good because not all agents do that. Some will just put it out there just to get it on the market
yeah.
and hope something happens.
Take fuzzy pictures with toothpaste on the counter and call it good.
Yeah, I've seen some photos that blow my mind. And
yeah.
I'm like, wow, I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's not okay. Not for me.
No, not for me either. Because, again, our goal is to help our clients get the most money.
Yes.
And get their property sold quickly, not, you know, set out there. So it's hard sometimes when you're the agent having to be the bearer of the bad news and be honest. you know, I said, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth because you're hiring us for a reason to get your house sold, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So how's it for you, Chet, working with buyers and seeing a whole different world? I know, Rick, you came from the IT world. Right. I was telling Chet, obviously, before real estate, you managed IT departments for large corporations. Right. So for both of you, I know it was like a whole new world, even though you've been in real estate 20 years, as long as I have, Rick.
Absolutely.
But starting to deal with the clients, it's a whole different world, right?
It is, definitely, for sure. What I enjoy working with clients is getting out and showing them the city of St. Louis. You know, in my aviation career, I was away from St. Louis for 25-plus years, and having the opportunity to come back and really show off the city has really been important to me. What I'm noticing is that buyers, though, they're really smart when it comes to a house, when it's on the market. If the house is perfect to the tens, they're willing to step forward. But if it's just missing a few things, if the walls are scuffed up, if the doors don't close right, they're not willing to step forward and make an offer on a house.
Yep.
That's well said. I mean, that is true. And it seems to come in waves like that, though. Some years you'll have buyers that are really, everything's got to be right. And then you go through the periods of time where you got Mr. Fix-Its, where it's like, I want a project that I can fix up. It seems like this year, though, you're right, is everybody's looking for something that's perfect.
Absolutely. Every year is different, and you'll learn that. Mm-hmm. You know, from being in the business about 6 years, but after doing it for 20, Rick and I, I'm like, it's like a roller coaster. 1 year, everybody wants land. The next year, everybody's like, I don't want land anymore. I don't want to cut the grass all the time. I want a little yard. And then you're like, oh, this is what we're after this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Then the next year, it's I want privacy.
Ranches and pools.
I want people right by me. I want my neighbors around. So it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about St. Louis is it has all of those things to offer.
Right.
Yeah, we have it all, including Stanley Cup playoff coming off with
if you're
the Blues.
Interested.
Right, let's go Blues.
Oh, my gosh. You see these big, giant blue earrings that don't match my outfit just because they're blue? Yep.
That was a phenomenal game. We're going to have a great time next week. St. Louis is just a great place to live. We've got the best team in baseball, now one of the top two teams in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So what more could you want?
Great real estate, all price points. That's what I'm excited about is you want your million-dollar mansions, we've got them. If you want your $20,000 homes, we've got those and everything in between. So really, you can find whatever you're looking for in St. Louis. But, Chet, I'm going to put you on the spot today because I was on another radio show and somebody kind of did this to me. But
Thanks, Rick.
Is the one thing that you love best about working with your married partner? And what is the one thing that you don't like so much about working with your married partner?
Thanks, buddy. I can tell we're going to get along. So in my previous career, I hardly ever got to see Leslie. I'd leave the house at 6, and I'd come home at 7 or 8. And so I'd maybe see her for an hour or two a day. And that's hard on a relationship.
It is.
Yeah, right now I get to see her almost all the time, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think our relationship's become better.
You know this is being recorded. I have proof of you saying that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's why he's trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And then what's the other question?
The one thing that you would rather not, the one thing
can
you like
can
you
say
least.
The worst thing is also the best thing?
The one thing you like least about working with your wife?
You know, we just have two different personalities. She's super outgoing.
Oh my gosh. No, you're not
a bit
fan. Rick would agree. We're like polar opposites.
And that's not a bad thing, though, right?
It's not necessarily a bad thing, but sometimes when you try to have the serious conversation about the business, you don't always get to a good conclusion.
Right.
So.
But you know what, Rick and I found in that, and I was telling Leslie this, I'm like, your strengths is usually his weakness, and you'll balance each other out.
Yep.
And so although Rick may have a totally different opinion than me, maybe more than 50% of the time, and although he may think I'm like shutting him down and not listening to what he's saying, I do listen in the back of my head, and I usually take it in, and then I'm like, he's probably right, and I need to look at this differently. So although we make you guys think, like, you're totally wrong and we're totally right.
You do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are listening, aren't we?
Awesome job at making him think he's wrong. But then I usually end up giving in, and I'm like, he's right. I should do this more often, or I should think about doing that differently.
Yeah.
So you get into our minds. It just makes us mad that you are right and we
totally
don't admit it.
I was just getting ready to say, don't you think some things you couldn't say on radio whenever they're right about stuff?
I'll answer my own question and ask you. So the thing I like about is that, again,
he avoided that,
I get to work with her all the time, and I learn a lot, and we have fun. you know, together, bringing our different experiences, you know, to the same goal, you know. Right. So we really have a lot of fun, I think, working together. The thing I think I like least is that you can never turn it off. You can't go home and just be a married couple. Business is always coming home with
you. Even when you're laying in bed
you
at night.
Be, yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter. You can be in bed or sitting on the couch and work is there. You never turn it off. But it's also one of those things that if you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. So you kind of have that too, to where it's not so bad because we love what we do.
Absolutely. This is a true story. Yes. We're laying in bed last night. Rick had went to bed prior to me. It was already asleep. I come
this
in.
This is true. This was after the Blues game, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I come in. I get in bed. He wakes up because I'm getting in bed. He rolls over and he's like, "Hey, did you get a hold of so and so to make sure they're coming in to be on the show tomorrow?" And I was like, "Oh my God, go to sleep."
From a dead sleep. Yeah.
I'm like, from a dead sleep. I'm like, dude, that's sad.
It
like,
is sad.
Go to sleep.
But it's our life. You know?
So, in closing, Leslie, I want to know, what was it about Rick and Tracy Ellis team or EXP that made you think, I'm going to reach out to them and ask some questions?
And pour it on thick. Go ahead.
Well, it already is naturally thick, so no worries. Okay, well, as you know, I've followed you, stalked you, whatever you want to call
Not
it. That's
stalk.
The healthiest thing, you know, for pretty much since the beginning of my Missouri real estate career. You just kind of gravitate to people that are like-minded. And things you would do, I was like, oh, I would totally do that. I love that. Oh, wow, she handled that amazing. And anyway, I would just kind of follow that. And then weirdly, like I noticed that you and I would do stuff the same. I mean, like our logos came out and you're like, hey, nice logo. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then I saw yours and I was like, oh my God, crap. It looks just like hers.
That's good.
Then, like, no wonder she said nice logo. She thinks I'm copying her.
I did not.
Well, I would have if it was the other way around.
A lot of people have the same logo.
Oh, no. It was like that little fancy swirl. But anyway. And then, I don't know, just even last night I texted you and I was like, oh my God, I have that same picture on my page. Do not think I'm copying you again. Because it just naturally
Great
happened that way.
There you go.
Girl, I guess. I don't know. But it was really weird. And I really admired everything you'd done from the moment I started following you to now. And then I had told Chet, we were thinking about EXP. I'm a little more sporadic in doing things, whereas he's kind of like, oh, we really got to think about this. And well, then y'all moved to EXP, and I was like, Chet, they moved.
Exactly like that. Right?
Yeah, seriously, I was like, oh my gosh, remember I was telling you about EXP, and I told y'all all about Rick and Tracy, and I was like, they moved to EXP. And then you told me about your house, and I was like, oh, it would be really cool to work with you. I didn't even think that was a possibility.
Oh.
I didn't. I was just like, that would be so neat. And you were like, well, come in. I'm like, okay, 24 hours later, boom.
Here she is. And I thought it was – what I really loved about her is I was like, well, is Chet coming? She's like, I don't know yet. I told him I'm going whether he goes or not.
I was like, I hope he does, but, like, I feel really good about this, and he has to think about it, and I'm done thinking about it, so let him think about it.
So Chet came in for a separate meeting, and we had a long chat, but I thought that was great, and that's, again, why husbands and wives help each other and balance each other out.
Right. Hopefully.
So if you are thinking about buying or selling, we're excited to have Leslie and Chet Fireball working with us, with the Rick and Tracy Ellis team in the St. Louis area, and how can people check you out?
Well, I think I'm actually kind of in limbo with my website and whatnot, but you can definitely catch me on Facebook. That's my, you know, my Facebook page is Fireball Properties.
Okay.
Leslie Fireball, obviously. FIREBAUGH. And so I've got a business page on there. You can call 314-258-4433, you know, and until I get my website up and going.
There you go.
That's that.
We'll also be adding them to the team page on TracyEllis.com as well. And if you're thinking about buying or selling, I hope you'll check out that. We'll be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We want to talk about some of our beautiful listings. One of the newer listings is 403 Tudor Trace Court in Weldon Spring, listed for $1,000,000. $225,000. You may have seen this custom-built one-and-a-half-story home before, but wait until you see it now with a freshly painted interior, refinished hardwood flooring, newer carpet, located in a private gated community on a three-home cul-de-sac court. It has a gorgeous two-story entry and great room, along with a wall of windows, gorgeous crown molding, and it's private. It has a four-car garage, a very private in-ground pool in the backyard, and it shows beautifully. The brick and stone curb appeal are amazing. So I hope you'll drive by 403 Tudor Trace Court. Call us for a private showing. We'd love to show you this one.
Ranches are very, very popular right now. We got a beautiful ranch in St. Albans, and this is 866 Cabernet Lane, and this is a three-bedroom, four-bath house, two-car garage, beautiful brick and stone front elevation. The home is 2,726 square feet, simply gorgeous. The floor plan offers a large open great room with spacious formal dining room, perfect for entertaining. Kitchen has everything you want for chef's delight, with plenty of custom cabinets and a breakfast bar. This home is beautiful, three spacious bedrooms, and the lower level, there's plenty of finished space as well, a large family room leads to a newly finished rec room and a bar in the lower level. Gorgeous, 866 Cabernet Lane in St. Albans for $549,900.
1103 Highland Point Drive in Town and Country is listed for $2,299,000. This is a gorgeous brick and stone front with a circle drive, side entry garage, over 10,000 finished square feet on over 1 1/4 acre, 5 beds, 8 bathrooms. It is absolutely stunning. I think one of the most beautiful homes I've ever been in St. Louis. It's currently on the cover of our magazine with the story inside. You have to check that out. If you want to see this property, give us a call. We'd love to show it to you.
We have 819 North Moseley, and this is in Creve-Coeur. This home is beautiful, great location for businesses, and it's only at $574,900. And again, this is in Creve-Coeur. It's in the Fairways subdivision. This is a 1.5-story home, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2-car oversized garage. The home is almost 2,700 square feet, simply stunning, main floor master suite, his and hers closets, 9-foot ceilings with crown molding, beautiful hardwoods, and neutral decor throughout the home. 2-story ceilings in the grand entry foyer and great room, floor-to-ceiling windows, gas fireplace, brand new deck on the back of the home, very private, backs to trees, just a gorgeous home. This home is ready to sell, ready to move in, 819 North Moseley. Come check it out, $574,900.
951 Norrington Way in Fenton is listed for $1,599,000. This is in a private gated community called Norrington in Fenton. A stunning custom home on 3 private acres, almost 10,000 finished square feet, Belgard pavers, a 4-car garage, stunning hardwood floors, 20-foot ceilings in the great room, tons of windows throughout this home, a finished walkout lower level. This home really reminds me of a house you would find in California. It's a very unique, different home for the St. Louis area. It's truly one of a kind. And again, that's 951 Norrington Way in Fenton.
This home's getting a lot of attention. It's 3421 Commonwealth Avenue, and this is in Maplewood. And it's listed at $279,900. This is a beautiful 1.5-story home, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, an oversized 1-car garage with high garage doors. Home is almost 1,500 square feet. It's basically new from the studs inside to the house. Charm abounds in this original refinished hardwood floors, just absolutely gorgeous. Newer windows, woodwork, doors, coffered ceilings, the list goes on. Warm and welcome entry foyer with beautiful spindle staircase, nice backyard. This home has it all, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, white cabinets. And again, like I said, oversized detached garage, new plumbing, electrical, insulation, roof, furnace, AC. It's in walking distance to all that Maplewood has to offer. Come check this out, 3421 Commonwealth Avenue in Maplewood, listed at $279,900.
2229 Cornier Street in St. Charles is listed for $3,299. This is probably one of the nicest villas I've been in a while. It's a freestanding villa built by Fisher and Fritchell, but what I love is the new homeowners took it to a whole nother level. When you see this finished lower level, you'll feel like you're in a Pottery Barn magazine. I'm talking stunning barn door as you come down the stairs, wooden beam in the ceiling, beautiful bar area, gorgeous wood floors. It just looks like it came out of a designer's magazine. It's three bedrooms, three bathrooms. It has a covered patio overlooking common ground that's a park-like setting with a gazebo, walking trails. This is a great location right off 370, giving you about 2,500 finished square feet. And again, it's a move-in ready, shows incredible two-year new villa for $3,299.
That villa hits all the buttons when you're looking at it. I mean, it is simply gorgeous. This home is also ready for summertime. You have to come take a look at this one, 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka. This is a beautiful atrium-style house. This is in the popular Rockwood School District, five bedrooms, seven baths, three-car garage. The home is almost 3,900 square feet, simply beautiful circle driveway, beautiful views from the back and from the front. They just go on forever. Brick and stone at front elevation, and the home has a five-stall horse barn on the property, and the barn comes with all the amenities in the tack room that you want, has a loft, heating and air conditioning, washrooms, you name it. The barn is ready for horses, and there's a beautiful two-acre pasture on the property as well. It's 4.4 acres total, two-acre pasture for your horses, so bring your horses, and they're ready to go. Also has a small riding arena on the property, beautiful in-ground swimming pool, ready for summer. Come take a look at this. You won't regret it. This is 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka, listed at $1,299,999.
1092 Pierpoint Lane in St. Charles is listed for $360,000. You'll love this home. It's four beds, four baths, a two-story home in the Tallbridge community, about 2,800 square feet, offers many options, including hardwood flooring on the main level in the kitchen, granite countertops, an island, gas stove, stainless steel appliances. The home is fully tech-ready with a rec room with a video projector, a cat six in the office, and so much more in a prime location, again, in Tallbridge. That's 1092 Pierpoint Lane in St. Charles.
If you want to live in St. Charles in a beautiful gated community in a Fisher & Fritchell home, this is it. This home has everything you would desire with over 7,000 square feet of living space. This is 1876 Spring Mill Creek in St. Charles, listed at $925,000. It's in the beautiful Spring Mill Estates subdivision. Again, a beautiful one-and-a-half-story home, circle driveway, three-car oversized garage, six bedrooms, five baths, and the home is just simply beautiful. Three-car side-entry garage and includes the six bedrooms and five baths, three fireplaces, finished lower level with walkout, and it sits on over a half-acre, spacious backyard backing to trees. This is a beautiful home, move-in condition, and a beautiful gated community in St. Charles. That's 1876 Spring Mill Creek, listed at $925,000.
150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance is listed for $1,099,000. This just had a $100,000 price drop. It's a gorgeous one-and-a-half-story, four-bed, six-bathroom home. Over 5,900 finished square feet of living space on over 30 acres with a two-acre lake, stables, pastures. You can actually get about 40 acres with a second home that is a gorgeous little guest house that the current owners use as a Airbnb, and they make great income off that second property. You have to see this home and the property to really get the views that it offers in Defiance. Total privacy, gorgeous views. You're overlooking huge valleys. I mean, it's just a stunning property. And again, you could have 40 acres, over 40 acres, with a two-acre lake, two homes for only $1,099,000 for just the one home, or you could purchase the other one for $1,000,000. $399 with all of the property. So a great buy at 150 Homestead Ridge, and the house is beautiful.
It's simply gorgeous. You have to see it just right. This is 70 Willowick Court in St. Louis, and this home is this villa is listed at $184.9, and this is in the Parkway Central School District. It's Thornhill Ridge subdivision, two bedrooms, two baths, a two-car oversized garage, which is really nice, over 1,600 square feet of living space. Two bedrooms on the main level. The lower level is huge. It has a family room, built-in shelves, full bathroom, plus laundry room and additional storage. Come take a look at this. 70 Willowick Court in St. Louis, listed at $184.9.
We hope if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you'll visit TracyEllis.com. We would love to work with you. You can call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at Tracy@TracyEllis.com or reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at Rick@TracyEllis.com.
Have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend, and let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues.